Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and what do you mean there's a Disney Channel sitcom where the principal was played by the voice of Naruto? And with me, I have...
Raise your hand if you haven't been convicted guilty 34 times in a row.
And...
So, official Twitter's not turned to X-Videos, huh?
Now, Mark, you say that like it's a bad thing. Well, I mean, okay, it's technically bad for all the other reasons that Twitter's been going down the shitter, but, I mean, look, I'm just saying, as far as, like, the actual porn that's there. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, what the fuck, Elon?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, an Innocite X, and now you're doing this, and you better hope X ain't trying to sue y'all.
Oh, God, yet. That would be a hell of a lawsuit. Actually, can we make that happen? I will donate to a crowdfund campaign to make that lawsuit happen. I would be so happy if I lived in a world where somewhere in some filing cabinet, there's a set of legal documents that's like X Videos v. Elon Musk in Twitter. Just for my own peace of mind. But
yeah, things are getting weird. Although I never expect, well, maybe I expect, but why would you know Orange Dickhead is now as convicted?
One down, three to go, and it's not going to get any easier. It's all just a matter of patience for us.
You know, I need to point this out, like, there is, on the drive I take home back from work, there is a, you know, obviously, like, the overpasses and stuff, there's one I always pass over under, where every Thursday, there's always a bunch of douchebags with pro-Trump flags, waving them over top as I'm driving home. They were doing that the day that verdict happened. And I would love to know how badly they were seething.
We're playing the long game here, people. The very long game. Patience will pay off.
I'll have the drinks on standby. But anyway, here we are, episode 353. So how's everyone's week been going?
Better week. Because something very important happened. It is the most important thing to happen in the history of things happening recently. Micro Center opened here in the city. Yeah! Woo!
Wait, what's Micro Center?
Micro Center is like the destination for like tech heads everywhere. It's a gigantic bespoke boutique computer store that has just about... Everything. And I went there on Friday, and it was like fucking Disneyland over there.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very busy. Like, I was not going to wait in line for 45 minutes to get what I need. So I went there on Monday morning, got what I needed, and roamed through the store without a whole bunch of people crowding every single aisle, which is, you know, much more pleasant. And, yeah, theoretically, I could buy all the parts for a custom-built PC one at a time over a span of several weeks. I'm not saying I will, because I don't need a custom-built PC. But if I wanted to, I could. Because they have basically all the parts needed at good prices. And I'd rather do it that way instead of getting a crappy pre-built computer that would die again.
Ouch.
Yeah, I've had bad luck with computers, especially pre-built desktops. They like to die on me. Last one I had, the motherboard just completely crapped out, and I have sworn off Windows PCs ever since. If I ever get one of those little handheld, portable, you know, PC gaming things, it's going to be a Steam Deck. I don't trust Asus with those ROG Ally things, along with all the issues they have to repair certain parts of... I'm getting off topic. The point is, Micro Center is a really cool place. If you can check one out, definitely do so. It is a lot of fun. preferably when it's not crowded with people in line for 45 minutes getting what they need. I got what I needed. I'm good.
Hear, hear. Mark, what about you?
Well, not much of my numbers. My hand has just been a pretty ordinary week that happened. I got some writing done, which is good, which is always good. And
hell yeah.
And shit. We'll shit another. Man, I will say. I'm just gonna say. You know what? I'm gonna watch Atlanta again. You know what? I'm gonna watch Atlanta again. On Disney Plus. I feel like, okay, I watched Atlanta again on Disney Plus this time. Which is like, okay. It's like, shit, that's pretty much it.
Fair enough. Always nice when there's a calm week. As for me, not too much eventful happened, although I did recently make a very important discovery. See, I have greatly underestimated the game of Tubi. I did not realize they were cooking in there, because in there, I discovered that I can actually stream one of my biggest hyperfixations in high school, that being the original Adam Richman run of Man vs. Food. I don't think you understand how much that consumed my existence when it was on air.
It's Tubi.
Yeah, you can find a lot of stuff there of questionable quality.
Yeah, you can find stuff that you should be shows they think would appear again. Like most recently, I found that one show, The Critic, was on there.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, that show. Which I have watched a little bit of it. Like, okay. I can see why people would like it.
I vaguely remember watching a bit of it, and of course the Simpsons crossover.
Yeah.
Maybe
then there are the movies, the original movies, which are again dubious quality.
Yeah. All them Tubi movies. I haven't watched one of them, but I've heard things.
On a scale of Hallmark Channel to 10, where do they rank?
how do I put it delicately?
Think BET.
Oh,
Leftovers.
Yikes. Okay then. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much about my week. So, as always, we can move on from there to the usual weekly business. Of course, this is kind of a song discussion only type of week. So,
look, after we had last week, yeah, we deserve a small episode like this.
I'm just gonna hang out in the back for most of this. This is the most I'm just here so I don't get fined show I've done in quite a while. So, go nuts with all this stuff, and there will be a roast at the end. Don't worry.
Excellent.
Okay.
So as always, there'll be a playlist down in the description. You can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes for your playlist, if you would like, mark your calendars for any new albums, again, if you would like. This is what we call foreshadowing, kids. So let's start right here at the top. We have this brand new one-off track here from one of my favorite artists to enter the Decibel Boost rotation in recent memory. That is, of course, DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ. And yes, 90% of that is the fact that is just a fun artist name to say. But also because I really do dig her vibes. So, case in point, we have this new track here called Deep Down, which is about 13 minutes long. And it definitely... But, you know, are you shocked? I mean, this is the same person whose big 2023 album was like 4 hours long. That's like half a Queen Reviews video. But getting back on track with the song, what I think I like the most about this one is kind of the sense of momentum that it has. Like, it kind of starts off a bit soft. Like, you definitely have like that mix of like warbled vocal samples and the kind of thumping electronic beat. But it's definitely like building, and it's kind of like crescendoing as you kind of hear like the hits of the snare fade in and out. The melody's kind of switching up. the way, like, again, the beat just kind of, like, ebbs and flows, and once you get up to about the halfway point, that's when things really just kind of, like, take off into the stratosphere, switching up to something notably more, like, peppy and high energy, like, almost kind of like you're remembering a really good night at the club kind of vibe, you know? There's not much else I can say on this one, despite the fact that it's so long that it could give you something to say, but again, all about the vibes, and the vibes are very good.
Yeah, the vibes are indeed good, and holy fuck, this is long, and I recognize the first thing I heard is like, why is that similar to that one track that one Inga track that been sampled 1,000 times by many people who I can't, we'd be all day if I named them, but yeah, it's like, okay, deep, yeah, this is pretty deep down, so yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
So, moving on to the next track here, again, speaking of recent entries into our rotation, Nourished by Time, who's been keeping pretty busy since releasing Erotic Probiotic 2 last year. We had that new EP, Counting Chickens, a while back, and now we have a new one-off single here that's actually part of a compilation called Scenic Route, Road Less Traveled, Volume 2. Now, for those that don't know, Scenic Route is the record label that he actually first debuted on. Them having released both Erotic Probiotic 1, the EP, and the full-length Erotic Probiotic 2. So, yeah, we have this compilation coming out June 14th, and the single here, I Guess I Got My Answer, which, as you can expect, kind of fits a lot of the smooth R&B romance vibes that you would expect from the guy. It's a pretty slow tune, all things considered. The beat, you know, relies on a lot of very hazy, reverb-heavy synths, clap snares, 808s and the such. It is as period-accurate as possible. His vocals kind of have the expected tone and kind of mix of, you know, ad-libs and general, you know, playfulness, but I definitely think it sticks a lot to sort of, like, relatively low mid-register type stuff on this song, but other than that, once again, the vibes are very immaculate.
Yes, the song's something you would get high to, like from the vibes, the sound, the warbly instrumentals you hear. It's like, okay. It's very chill, very, you know, very chill. Almost kind of laid back in a way. It's like, it was kind of like, I was like, okay, I can get with this, and okay, I guess I know he's not signed to XL, but I guess he might as well do something for this label that actually, you know, brought me up, so fucking why not?
So, moving on to the next track here, Mark, would you like to take care of this one?
Okay, so this week, well, as a pack is back with, you know, when the words coming with having Wild Lord coming this week. Well, technically this week, in physical copies, digital will be probably the week after next. I mean, also the album, also another album that he's teaching is coming this week, but we'll get to that. However, I find this one-off track he's featured in by artists that we've been said numerous times before, that being Fred. Again.
Fred again.
So, and at the time, they're both with rapper Chica, remember her?
Yep.
She's ever from, that's actually from this state. Well, Alabama, I give him that. But yeah, it's like called Places to Be. And I gotta say, this one more like, you know, electronics with rap R&B she can do some rap, which she brings this where it's like, when I get home, I want you, like, basically being that shit. I will say the difference between Pac and Fred, because in the video, you see them jamming, like him and his drums, him and his keyboards. It's like, okay, this is pretty high. Like this is kind of fun. Which, all right, I'm kind of digging it. Like I'm kind of digging it. Like Anderson Pac's verse is you know, pretty standard. You know, pretty standard with, you know, like appears to be pretty brown. Brown got the weaker knees. Slow down, you hold me down. Went just to my speed. The basis some that shit. Like, I gotta say, like, I can feel the energy of this of this track. Like, understand, like, you see, like these things. It's like, okay. I mean, I ain't heard much about Fred again. I mean, maybe a little, because I think I heard Shane produce him before, because I want to say he did this work with Rico Nasty before. I mean, that means he always does work with people like either him or Hunter Gex or Skrillex, who kind of genius, also producer here as well. But okay, I gotta say, like, okay, it's interesting. That I can say that, like, I can like, I was jamming to it, like, all right.
Yeah, this is quite the swerve, because I am so used to Pac vocals being over top, like, you know, kind of like modern hip hop or like throwback soul funk R&B type beats, that hearing him on this is definitely like quite the switch up. I'm not opposed to it. It's a very interesting, like, contrast of styles. But moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look at that. We got Mr. Bam Bam Baklava on the docket today. Mr. Action Bronson. So, it's been a couple years since his last album. I forget the name of the title. I think it had something to do with dolphins. But
I want to say, is that I think it's another album. Shit, I forgot. I know it was after Dolphins.
I should have made a note of that in this. But either way, he's announced a new album coming out this year. We don't exactly have a release date yet, but we do have the album title, Johann Sebastian Baklava the Doctor.
Okay. I love the title.
I feel like that's the Bronson equivalent of your old Drew putting Yod in all his album titles.
Yeah.
So we have this. Go ahead.
So we have the chat today, which titled "Nourish a Thug," which I end up producer here have to be somewhere adjacent to. It's Derringer, aka Derringer, the guy who does most of Griselda's stuff. That Derringer. That Griselda.
Nice.
Alright, and I will, okay, and we'll say the beat, I'm kind of digging the beat here, I'm talking about the video now, because it's basically him trying to get away from the cops, because it's like, he's on a trip, he's camping in the woods and shit, and then left hand with the glove, on, let's see, probably the nurse, a thug, nurse, you know, me nursing my six pack, circling me, circling this little town, I pull your crib with a Civic, and do what, have put a fucking fish tank in a Civic. All those Pimp My Ride episodes. Wow, they fucking tricked us.
Oh, God, did they ever. You know, that actually reminds me, fun bit of Rob Deeplore. I remember I was at a GameStop, and for shits and giggles, I had bought the, I think it was the Pimp My Ride video game on PS2, and they had, like, a deal where they, like, threw in, like, the first season of the show on DVD. Do not ask me why I thought that was a good deal. Remember, we're talking about middle school me, high school me, roughly.
I guess we'll just hate this fucking show, alright? Like, you also said at the end of the video, he's just for the cops, he's running for the cops, and it says the classic, to be continued. Because I remember these videos in 2000s, they always say that. They never continue that. They never continue that shit. Like I can think of so many examples. Hell, the one that's falling to mind is that one Bims video, "This is Why I'm Hot."
Ah. Yeah, that's a thing with, like, all that. Honestly, that kind of reminds me of, if I'm remembering correctly, I think the reason that, like, Dream Theater has, like, this conceptual thing that goes on through a lot of their albums, like, last album starts with the last note of the first album or something like that, is precisely because, like, fucking, I think Mike Portnoy heard shit like that on albums all the time, and he always got pissed there was no actual continuation. Something like that.
Something like that, where In the Metropolis 2 goes into 6 Degrees, then Train of Thought, Octavarium. Yeah, that was just a fun little thing they did, but we'll see if they commit to that sort of thing here.
Okay, but okay, like, is it a song? Like, song sounds great. The song is great. Like, it doesn't have to, like, okay, nothing. This I want to say. It got this crime noirish beat to it, which uses it. Like, okay, I'm bumping. Like, I can bump to this. Like, yeah, I was digging that beat. Which, all right. Yeah, once again, I get across the danger for that shit. And okay, yeah, and yeah, that's all I got to say about this one. And okay, I'm looking forward to what I look forward to this album, which. That title just someone like Johann's the best of Buckley Water Duck. That sounds like something here from fucking Venture Bros or some shit like that.
You know what? There's an idea. Maybe if like Jackson and Doc ever get to make another show, they should have a character with that name. Get Action Bronson to play him. But now moving on to the last couple of tracks, in which hopefully we can get our man Alex here to participate in some discussion. So, the band Leprous has been in a bit of a concerning spot quality-wise, at least for me. Like, their first four albums are all fantastic. The Congregation, their 2015 release in particular, being, like, where they peaked, and in my opinion, an essential piece of, like, the canon for any, like, contemporary prog metal nerds. Seriously, it is immaculate, as the kids would say. But their last three albums or so have kind of been on, like, a bit of a downward sliding scale of quality. So much so that when I was writing the notes for this, I actually had to double check just to make sure whether or not we even said anything about their 2021 release, Apophelion. For reference, we talked about one of the singles, funnily enough, in the same episode where we first mentioned Colin Stetson scoring the Uzumaki anime. Let that be a lesson how long ago that was, but it didn't show up in like the roundup, so I think I just kind of skipped that album more than likely. Again, that kind of speaks to the problem right here. Like, if I can barely remember a Leprous album, but now we have this announcement of a new record here called Melodies of Atonement, coming out August 30th. We have the lead single here, Atonement. See what they did there. And the press release, at least what I was kind of reading online, kind of says that this is a sort of back-to-basics record, per the word of the vocalists and some of the band members, which to me does not inspire a lot of confidence, because I kind of feel the problem is, like, they've been a bit too basic on some of these records. But, I don't know, maybe in terms of, like, prog metal land, there's, like, a weird opposite day inverse logic or something. So, let's actually see what this track has to offer. So, it kind of opens up very subtly. So we get, like, the verses, which are a lot of these very quiet type of things with these kind of, like, rumbly bass synths. You get the drums kind of playing these quiet but intricate snare hi-hat patterns, almost kind of like a, I guess, sort of like a trap thing, almost like kind of like what Polyphia has been doing the last couple albums. It's fleshed out a bit further with a lot of backing guitar melodies and such, before you eventually get, like, that burst of loudness on the chorus with a lot of heavy guitar chord syncopation and this weird lead guitar squeal, which honestly is supremely annoying. Like, why? Stop! And the whole song just kind of, like, swaps back and forth between those two moods, and once again, I'm just kind of not getting much out of it, mostly because, like, again, that guitar shit is fucking annoying, get the fuck out. And also, like, there's something that just kind of sounds weird about the way Einar Solberg is performing his vocals in the verses. Like, I get that he's trying to be quiet to kind of, like, fit in with the overall volume and all, but it sounds like he's so quiet that he's dipping out of the mix, and I'm not sure that was the intention. I don't know. This just is, like, it's not incompetent, I guess. Mostly, but, like, I'm just not getting a lot out of this. I don't know. Alex, am I insane here? Like, am I alone on this?
Well, yeah, this branch of European prog isn't quite my thing, but I mean, I can admire its groove and riff focus here. It's pretty all right, but it's just sort of in and out, in one ear, out the other. Like, there's nothing that memorable about it, and that's probably for the worse, and that's about as much as I could really muster up here. And that's the extent of my contributions here, because this last song stinks!
Yeah, so...
Well, coming to the guns.
Let's rewind the clock. So, last week, last episode, alright? We were all braced. We were all hunkered down in the secret bunkers over in the Decibel Boost offices, prepared for the release of a potential new Eminem album, more than likely titled The Death of Slim Shady, parentheses, Coup de Grace. We were just, like, sitting there, we were just like, is the world going to end now? Is the world going to collapse in on itself? Are we going to get another Eminem tie-in song for Venom 3? And it was just a single release.
Yeah. So,
on one hand, go ahead.
The quote-time creator, so that was a fucking lie. Kind of.
So, on one hand, at the very least, it means we don't have to deal with a full album and we have a little bit more time to prepare. On the other, oh god, there's still an album incoming and we don't even have a release date. Fuck. Maybe we can't prepare after all. Maybe we're just doomed. Doomed! So, yeah, let's see what fucking Marshall has been, cooking, air quotes, in this hype cycle. The single we have here is called Houdini. And, I guess since the rumored album title and all the promotional stuff is a callback to the days of Slim Shady, might as well start by pointing out just how much fucking nostalgia bait there is in this. Like, I mean, first of all, the song literally opens with the whole Guess Who's Back bit, as well as various other musical motifs taken from, like, Without Me. The music video, of course, has that comic book superhero motif, Eminem still wearing the fucking, Batman and Robin tights, Dre shows up, fucking driving him around in the Dre-mobile, or the Shady-mobile, or whatever the fuck they called it.
Yeah.
By the way, to the cinematographer who was directing this video, if you ever zoom in on Eminem's crotch again, I will find you. And I will make you watch the Doug Walker cameo on Smiling Friends like this is fucking Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, and since there's a cameo in this video, like in the first game, there's a skit from, I think it's manager Paul Rosenberg, says, hey, Miss Paul, this is the album, Good Fuck Like On Your Own. I wonder if he fixes that bad.
Yeah, Paul's the only one in the scenario with any sort of sense.
Yeah, and those one came in during the end, but I noticed that, that's Alchemist. Okay, why are you here? Okay, you know what? I would say, why are you here? But then again, realize, oh yeah, back then he did service Eminem's DJ when he was going to come up. And with those he's saying...
Learning that kind of feels like when you first learn that fucking Sylvester Stallone did porn before he did the first Rocky. Like, I understand. We all do shit we're not proud of because we have to collect a fucking check.
Yeah, even though those were the days where Eminem was good. And I know people say, well, come on, Eminem, all Eminem used to be from the Alchemist, they were good. You know, Alchemist did work on the last album, right? On the track Stepdad, and I don't think it was that good.
That was Music to be Murdered by. I'm pretty sure I skipped that record. So I'll just take your word for it, because I really do not want to be like, dude, Alchemist, you're more dignified than this. But yes, yeah, lots of deep cuts and nods all over the place, because references sure do make up for a lack of compelling original material, right?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, though?
Not just some of the bars are fucking corny as shit.
Oh, God, yeah. I figured this is the part we were all building to, so, the whack lyric rundown. Where do we even start?
Let's start with this one. If I'd asked Megan D. Stallion if she collab with me, would I really have a shot at her feet?
Oh! Mm.
What?
See, here's the thing. I can't tell if that's, like, a dad joke, a really bad topical reference, or Eminem telling us he has a foot fetish. Maybe yes. All three at once.
Oh, the answer is yes.
But, yeah, that was the one. I had that one marked down, too. But, sorry, I'm just going back to the list of ones that I decided to mark down as the most egregious. Like, still a white jerk pulling up in a Chrysler to the Cypher with the Vicks, Perks, and a Bud Light shirt. Lyrical technician and electrician, y'all light work. You know, I might have to apologize to Common and Pete Rock after last week. Because I know what I said about those lyrics and the lyrical spiritual miracle. No, Eminem Modern Day is the textbook example of that. And
last week was decent. It had a good beat to it.
Yeah, but by the way, this beat is ass. What the fuck is this? I don't even know how to describe it. It just sounds...
Luis Resto is the producer credited for this.
Yeah, this and I see Eminem like, 1 or 2.
This sounds like background music in a Nintendo Wii shovelware game. But anyway, back to the whack bars. My shit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy. Get it? Like the time. Because he's still butthurt about the time a bunch of people on TikTok criticized his lyrical content, which, wow, really? That's who you're beefing with? Random fucking cringe TikTok? Like, look. I know that the topic du jour that so many people love to bitch about, like, fucking lemmings is, like, cancel culture or whatever, but, like, motherfucker, you've been getting criticized for the toxic aspects of your lyrical content literally ever since you started. How are you still fucking butthurt about this? Do you not have thick skin about this crap? But, sure, way to stick it to some nameless teenager that we probably forgot all about because we were busy watching, I don't know, Skibbity Toilet or whatever.
On that note, just because I know what the quote unquote discourse is when it comes to stuff like this, people going, oh my god, people are so offended by this. No, this is just lame. You want to talk about, like, borderline level of offensive? Marshall Mathers LP on the explicit version had some bars taken out per request of, I believe, the label. Was it Interscope or someone out there that made reference to Columbine? Not even a year after that.
Oh, yeah.
That got taken out of the explicit version. So you want to talk offensive? The bar is... It's there. Like, the rest of... Yeah. Like, this stuff here, this is not offensive. It's just stupid.
It's just stupid and lame. Even the chorus is lame. It's like, abracadabra for my last year, I'm about to reach in my bag, bruh.
Ugh.
Oh, and speaking of lame try-too-hard attempts to be offensive, I did have two more bars, at least, that I wanted to spotlight here. God. In the couple leaning back my seat, bumping R. Kelly's favorite the black guy peas.
Yeah. I knew you were gonna get to that.
And then, of course, the one that for me is probably, like, the most cringe, aside from the Megan Thee Stallion line, my transgender cat Siamese identifies as black but acts Chinese. What?
Again, not offensive, just stupid.
Like, I'm offended by how whack that is. Like, I'm offended by rappers who don't put fucking effort in a halfway decent bars. You sure got me there, buddy.
We just dealt with that with Drake a couple weeks ago. Like, we know where the line is. We don't like stupidity. We like work. We like effort. We like quality.
If it's going to be stupid, at least be funny and stupid. This is just stupid in a bad way.
Be clever. Write jokes. Just don't be a dad about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about it. Oh, look at me and how cute I am for dissing my kids and calling them annoying in a track.
I feel like Nino just got married last week.
Like 10 years. Yeah,
just got married.
Yeah, the fucking albums list. He was on that Apple Music albums list. You think they have buyer's remorse about that?
And not to mention, might be a joke to your kids, but okay, but you do. Yeah, but we say that Machine Gun Kelly says some shit to your daughter, right? Remember, even though the beef for Machine Gun Kelly kind of deserved, because, well, you know, he's Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, this fucking song.
Yeah. And of course, as we see the video again, of course, in the video, him and Dre are driving somewhere, and then during the end, oh, look, it's Pete Davidson for some reason.
Because funny?
because why not?
I am making the same sounds that I made years ago when I had a fucking kidney stone. That is a metaphor for this song. It's like passing rocks through your dick.
Ow.
Ugh, goddamn. I am not looking forward to... Okay, so one last stop before we move on, because I don't want to linger on this too long. So, slight spoiler for the next roundup. I heard that new Bring Me the Horizon album. It's not good. It is my least favorite album of the year. But I hate that I have to brace myself for the possibility of something that might be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in for that, kids.
Well, let's step on that landmine now. Whew. Dodge the bullet there.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it had... I think it had more than 14 tracks, so it crosses...
I think it had like 16...
So it just narrowly crosses out of your purview.
Yeah, it wanted my attention, but since you're doing it now, I'm not touching that shit. No way.
And Eldor, and
someone has to take it for the team.
Yeah, so I'm the one that is. I don't want to say you know I forgot the name of the album review, and then figure out. Well, we have to wait a while or until something happens. Which, oh boy.
Ugh. So, anyway, that about does it for the song discussion. We only have one other thing to touch on here before the sign-off, and that is, of course, the new album releases for the week of June 7th, 2024. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from death metal supergroup Umbra Vitae with Light of Death. There's a new project from Bon Jovi called Forever. In much exciting news, we finally have the newest album from Catronata dropping this Friday, titled Timeless.
Yep, and I found it out because of NFR. Yeah.
Yep.
And also, Answer Pack comes to this album as well. Speaking of Pack.
Yep, there's also the new No Worries album, Why Laud.
Asterisk physical copies this week. Digital next week.
Ah, yeah, right. There's a new Meghan Trainor album dropping, unfortunately, also called Timeless.
Okay, but, what the
bullshit?
Hell?
Your shit is as dated as it gets.
Like, okay, I didn't see, that don't know now, like, what the, okay.
And then, of course, last but not least, there is the newest studio album from Charlie XCX with Brett. It is now time to clean house and get the hell out of here, so, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
This show, my other show, the Discord, other Discords, and the socials, because I just want to share stuff I have, because you're all insane. If you don't know the name, where have you been for the last 7.5 years? You should know it by now. I'm not telling you shit. Find it yourself.
Yes, be sure to follow for home video collections. The way
and
it should
maybe
be.
Other things.
A superior way to live on social media. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Usual mental media on socials, this podcast, Discord, and of course my site, my hype one, hyperdevelopers.com. But recently, I did another back in time where I look back into the spring 2014 anime season, and I thought that season kind of sucked. I'm sorry, but there wasn't that many shows I give a shit about. Like, there were shows that most of y'all would like, that I'm like, it's cool, but eh. Yeah, but wait, yeah, but wait till we get the summer. Oh, believe me. Remember summer 2014. Oh, you remember.
The anticipation. But as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, etc. Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, SurrealResolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, our anime podcast, Podcast O&A, and all of that good stuff. And, of course, be sure to jump into our Discord server, as that will be the best place to be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the website. And that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next time with more of the usual business and nonsense. And, of course, probably also the album roundup for May 2024. So, until then, it's okay. My therapist told me that Senshi without a beard isn't real and he can't hurt me.
Who's that behind you?